All right, 2 o'clock.
Big fancy open now.
What do you think?
I liked it.
It's a 2 o'clock call of the day. Bergman, are you in on that?
Sounds great.
I think Morales killed
wonderful.
It.
So, yeah, for 2 o'clock call of the day today, I'm very glad this guy called in. I didn't know he was going to do it.
Okay.
Chris from the Green Cross in Torrance.
Oh, yeah, Sedano, great things.
Sedano met Chris
yep.
when he was in there getting gummies to sleep. And as everybody knows, I can't sleep.
Yes,
so he said,
yes.
Go see Chris. I texted him. Chris texted me back. Mace, I was so impressed with their operation. He gave me the whole tour in there.
Nice.
Sandra, who's a big fan of the show, was the one who helped me, and Chris gave me a tour of the whole building.
Was she your bud tender?
Is that what they call him? But anyway, Chris is on line five. Chris, how are you, man?
John, what's up, my friend? I love you guys down at 710, man. I didn't think I was going to get on the line, but, man, I gave it a try, and here we are.
Excellent, man. So,
Chris, I cannot tell you how impressed I was with your operation, and now you got to get Mason in there because, you know, this is the world that Mace lives in, Chris.
Well, we are the four-time back-to-back-to-back best shop in all of Torrance in the South Bay. So, Mace, you come on down. We're going to take care of you, baby.
You know, by the way, he takes gummies for sleep, and I take gummies for fun.
they have both.
Yeah, we have a slightly different approach.
Your box is going to be as big as John's, trust.
Yeah. By the way, you know, Cappy mentioned the other day what I've been doing, which is you take a gummy, and while you're waiting for it to kick in, you smoke a joint. That's the way I've been operating. Yeah.
You guys are at a whole new level. But what was impressive was, Mace, that they have stuff for everybody. And it was really cool, Chris, like you and Sandra and everybody there was like, okay, so tell me what your issues are. Tell me how, you know, what your day is like. And then they'll kind of find something that works for you. And they've got, Chris, I don't even know how many different brands and different types of stuff you guys have there, but I can't think of anything you don't have.
Yeah, we have hundreds of brands. We like to think that we're not a weed shop. We are a cannabis collective who caters the cannabis experience around the patients. Even if you're a recreational user, you're still a patient because we're trying to treat rheumatism, arthritis, hypertension, circulation, depression, anxiety. All those things can be treated with cannabis. So, you know, we're here for you.
So, Chris, I got my mom started on cannabis. She's taking just like a corner of one of those wild,
one of Chris's favorite brands. He gave me a bunch of different wild stuff.
The wild stuff is great. And my mom's taking just like one little corner of it every night, approximately one milligram. And she's like sleeping well and eating well. It's just made all the difference. So I got my mom on cannabis, too. That's how much I believe in the product, Chris.
Yeah, we have some great stuff for the older individuals who are, you know, need to be introduced to cannabis, like tinctures, which is really great. You know what I mean? It's a really, really small dose at a time.
Yes.
I really recommend tinctures for the older cats.
Well, Chris, I can't thank you. And by the way, Chris, what is your address? It's a very easy place to get to. You just get right off the freeway and you're basically there. What's the address for the Green Cross?
We are 1658 Carson Street, right on the corner of Western and Carson.
Yeah, very easy to get to off the freeway. And Chris, again, I know I told you this personally, but I can't thank you enough for how great you treated not me, but everybody that came in. I thought it was a really cool experience, and you guys are really good at what you do. And I really enjoyed meeting I probably met Mace, seven or eight people, Chris's coworkers.
Are they bud tenders, Chris?
Yes, sir. We are. They are actually educated bud tenders. They're not hot chicks that
Yes, actual educated bud tenders.
Me and my coworkers, we actually help educate them. So, you know, we have an education plan and we make sure that they're doing that. They know their cannabis, they're growing, their terpene profiles, pretty much what the cannabinoids are.
I don't know, Chris. I thought Sandra was a pretty hot chick, just my opinion. But I'll let run with
that. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hey, buddy, thank you for everything,
Chris.
Again. And thank you for calling in. Man. Yeah, Chris.
Okay. We love you.
All right.
I've been watching you since you were a sideline reporter. I'm glad you got the bump up to taking Chick's job, and I watch you all the time. You're the best. No one's better than you, John.
Oh, that's awesome, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
really
Chris.
Appreciate
Thanks
you.
For the call,
yeah,
man.
He's a great guy, Mace. You'll love going in there.
Cool.
Let's take another call just for the heck of it. Here's Daniel in Hyde Park. Hey, Daniel, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hi there. So this is about the weather.
Okay.
I'm part of a forum who is basically I'm a summer person, so I'm over this kind of winter gloom weather.
Yeah, what's with the gloom?
I get bombarded to hell because everybody wants the consistent rain and such, but I'm not a fan of winter. I'm not a fan of rain. I'm like, let me get some sunshine. I'm tired of this gloom. It's summertime. We're supposed to have sunrise. And everyone's like, you'll regret saying that in September and October when it's 100.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Daniel, I'm with you.
So a couple of pieces of advice, Daniel. Here's one. Go, and this is directly from my acupuncture person, go to one of them tanning salons. It's good for you to get vitamin D just to do 10 minutes in there. The other thing, there's a thing called a light box. Do you know what a light box is?
No, not necessarily,
Google that thing, because you set it in front of you and you get UV light and it gives you the simulation of sunshine. But I'll tell you what, this is the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, it's been going on for like a month.
We had Grapril. Then we had May gray. Now we've got June gloom. Normally it breaks out right around the 4th of July, the sun does. So I hope it does this year.
This is what I'm saying, because we've had like all these atmospheric rains all winter long. It was just tiring and all that just to see what weather, because I went to college and I toughened up in the Inland Empire in Riverside. So I'm expecting sunshine and I like the sunshine. But apparently other people, they don't like it.
We're with you, Daniel. We're with you. Thank you for calling
Everybody's
in.
Everybody's in a bad mood with no sun. And by the way, I'll run this by my friend Dallas Raines, former backup quarterback for Florida State.
He never played quarterback for Florida State. He went and threw footballs one day.
We should get Kevin Feinstein on the show. Bergman, you want to get
Dallas? I don't know who Dallas Raines is. I know who Kevin Feinstein is.
Do you want to get Dallas Raines on the show?
Sure, why not?
The gloom?
Yes.
Get him on. You know what? That's our excuse. That's our window.
Hey, let's talk gloom.
And we'll get to the bottom of the Florida State football story.
Yes, we should do that.
All right, so call Sandoval. You can make that happen.
Yeah. All right, so tonight is game two of the NBA, game three of the NBA Finals, and it is even at 1-1. By the way, in the history of the NBA Finals, whoever wins Game 3 after a 1-1 start, 80% go on to win the series.
Wow.
So, pretty significant game tonight. I am going to make both a parlay and a big bet.
I like it.
So, I'm
looking up the spread right now. Do you know what the spread is?
2.5. Oh, you've got 3.5, Bergman, right? 3.5.
It's currently 3.5. Denver by 3.5 in Miami.
Give me $50,000 mythical dollars on Denver minus the 3.5.
You took my bet.
You can go 51.
Bet. Yeah, I'll go 60.
You'll go 60 on Denver.
Bergman, there's an opening. I can't bet NBA. There's your opening, Bergman. Take Miami and laugh all the way to the bank.
I don't have that much money.
What's your parlay?
Here's the parlay. Jimmy Butler over 6.5 assists.
Like it.
Max Strus over 9.5 points.
Need a source.
That one might trip you up, but keep going.
Jokic, again, Momo's right, turning him into a score, 28.5 over.
Like it.
Michael Porter Jr., who's been terrible in the series, over 2.5 threes. I think he's bound to hit some threes.
The second one and the fourth one are iffy.
And the Heat under 103.5.
Five-way parlay?
Five-way.
How much are you betting?
$10,000 mythical dollars.
So what do you get if you hit it?
22-1.
10,000.
You get $220,000.
$220,000, right?
Hey, just put that money in his account right now.
Yeah.
It's a part of the list. By the way, you brought up Ramona. She's going to join us next. Did you see what happened with Ramona while you were gone?
I did.
All right. So here's what I thought. And let me preface this by saying, and I'll say it again after, Eric Spoelstra has since apologized to Ramona. But we'll play a clip here that somebody did this on the internet. I thought it was smart. Ramona asks a question to Spoelstra. Spoelstra accuses her of having an untrained eye. And then Steve Kerr, on the same night, is on Draymond's podcast and says exactly what Ramona did. Play it.
But sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had 4 assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, that's the untrained eye that says something like that.
I do think what Miami did tonight, they said, all right, we're going to make Jokic a score. Let's take away other people.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. To me, Ramona nailed it.
It's almost like Ramona figured out the secret sauce and then Spoelstra got really upset
No, don't be telling us. I think Spoelstra was very leery of, and we can ask Ramona about this. She's coming on in 5 minutes.
Yep.
She's in Miami at the finals. I think she's there. Greg, did she go to Miami? She was in Denver.
Yes, she is in Miami.
She is in Miami,
The Spoelstra was very leery about providing the Nuggets with any bulletin board material, so he ignored Ramona's premise and just used it as a way to praise Jokic.
Yes.
I think that was his MO. But and again, we'll let Momo tell the story. I think when he went back and watched ESPN and got back to his hotel,
He realized he
came off as really terrible, condescending and stupid. So that's why he apologized to her.
So we have Momo coming up next from Miami?
Yes, and we'll find out if she agrees with you two idiots that Denver's going to win in Miami.
Denver!
I think if Miami wins, Denver is in really
Bourbon,
big trouble.
Bourbon, are you
trouble.
Making any bet on Miami?
It's just, I don't have enough money. I mean, I could put a little 10. Bit on Miami.
Yeah, 10. Throw 10 out there.
No, you're not going to get me into doing it. I'm saving all my money for football season.
Yeah, 20. What? WTF?
30. Come on.
Yeah, let's just keep going up. Let me put all 77
in. By the way, is how people lose their life savings when they go to Vegas.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, coming up next for you, Momo from Miami, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NBA Finals game number 3 is tonight. You'll hear it here on 710 ESPN. Mason Ireland Show, what's up? What's happening? Hope all is good. I have heard through sources that our next guest painted the town red down in South Beach last night.
What?
She partied like crazy last night.
Prime 112?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, because I haven't been to Miami in a long time. I just hear South Beach is fun.
Prime 112 is the premier steakhouse in the city,
nice.
And I have no doubt that Ramona Shelburne can get in there whenever she wants. Hi, Momo.
What's up, guys? You know, I actually went to Prime Fish last night.
How was that?
It's the same. It's awesome. But, like, I ordered way too much. It was ridiculous. I got a salad, and it was, like, the most gigantic salad. And then I got, like, a fish, and it was, like, you could have fed 5 people.
Okay, I think I've been there. Is that the place that's right next door to Prime 112?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, like, it's like this one group. There's, like, Prime Italian and Prime Fish and Prime 112, so they're, you know, it's the same guy.
And then did you hit the clubs after dinner?
I did not.
No. Because you strike
me as... like Tuesday night in June.
You strike me as a big, like bottle service and that kind of stuff.
Okay, do you know when I did bottle service? I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
When I went to Oklahoma City with the Stanford Cardinal this week.
Yes.
Or last week, whatever that was. I was like... We went out after our win. This is like the best win in Stanford softball history in the last 20 years. And it was like me and a bunch of the like younger alumni. And I was like, I got to be the one to step up here, right?
Good
like,
for
I gotta
you.
Get a table and get some bottles, you know? Like,
nice.
Right? Like, so, yeah.
All right,
it was really
so,
fun. And, you know, Oklahoma City, that's pretty reasonable rates. You know, it's not
I'm
like
sure. Bottle service isn't as expensive there. Yeah.
All right. So, Momo, we just played the clip of the exchange with you and Spoelstra. We also played a clip of Steve Kerr explaining why you were 100% right. I also mentioned that Eric Spoelstra almost immediately apologized to you when he saw how it came off. But I want to hear it from you. What's the last 48 hours been like for you since that happened?
Well, you know what? When it first happened, it was kind of annoying because I had a story to write, and everybody was like texting me, like, "Are you okay?" And I can't believe he said that to you. And I was like, "I'm totally fine. I don't care at all. I've been covering the NBA a long time. I know my question was good. He and I have always been good. It was not personal. He just kind of wanted to get up from the press conference. I think I was like,
I agree with you.
And right?
Yep.
And also, I think also he doesn't want to give him any bulletin board material. So
right.
This is like. You know, Jokic had 41 points. You know, he doesn't want to create a storyline. And, you know, sometimes you hit a little too close to the bone, right? Like, and I asked a question that was, like, right on the nose. I think I asked it well, too, right? Like,
yeah, I did, too.
I don't want to oversimplify things, you know?
Right.
And it was, you know, he just didn't want to do it. Didn't want to go there. Didn't want to play ball. And, like, I'm so used to Greg Popovich doing stuff like that. I guess I told Spo, I said, don't even worry about it, man. You don't have to apologize this time of year. Like, nothing's personal. You're just intense. I go, I'm just going to call you Greg Popovich at the next press conference. And he goes, all right, cool, that's funny.
So wait a minute, did he call you or did he text you?
He texted. He texted in the morning. But we texted that night even. Like, I saw him after the game, and I was like, well, you know, we talked then. And then he was like, I don't think he realized how it played until he watched the actual video of it back. And then he watched it back, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I have no idea why I answered you that way. Like, yeah, it was fine. He was trying to get up. And you even watched the video back. He was, like, trying to get up.
Yeah, but, I'm glad he apologized to you. And I thought, Ramona, it was an excellent question. And on top of it, I think you were right. I think he was trying. Yeah. I think he was trying the okie doke with you. He was trying a misdirection play because they did turn Jokic into score. And if you look, and you pointed this out in your question, him having four assists is not what he wants. He doesn't want a line where he has 41 points and four assists. He wants 30 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. Yes. He wants everybody going. And I don't know how they did it, but Miami turned him into a scorer. How do you think they did it?
Well, it's, you know, they're playing this kind of interesting zone defense. Okay, so they're doing it on both ends too. They're putting Jokic in a lot of pick and roll, and they're making him work defensively. Like, you can't hide him anymore. And then the other side of it is they're playing this zone against them, and it just sort of, and they're playing Bam Adebayo on him, like kind of a matchup zone almost. And when you put Bam on Jokic, that's like the kind of defender that Jokic, I'm not saying it's effective. No one can really stop this guy, but the Lakers did that when they put LeBron on him, right? Like a big, burly, athletic power forward. And then you could put Jimmy Butler on Jamal Murray. And that's kind of one of the things Steve Kerr was pointing out when he did that podcast with Draymond. So, like, if you stop the two playmakers, now you have an offense that's built on cutting and passing, right, and shooting. Well, if your shooters aren't hitting and there's no passing lanes and there's nowhere for guys to cut, it makes it pretty difficult, right?
You
know, it's a motion offense.
Ramona, I don't even know if you know this. We've got some breaking news that I have to admit is pretty surprising. Chris Haynes just tweeted, the Phoenix Suns have notified Chris Paul that he will be waived.
Whoa!
Making him one of the top free agents this offseason.
Whoa!
That is them.
What team needs a point guard? What team around here needs a point guard? Is there some team that does need one?
Well, I don't think he can. If you're talking about the Lakers, I think him and LeBron are very close. I think it's that they're definitely going to have a conversation. Momo, the Clippers are desperate for a point guard, but I don't think he can go back there. Do you?
Oh, I think he can go back there, no problem.
Well,
he left in a weird way, but Doc's not the coach, and, you know, Ballmer forgives and forgets, and it's okay, you know, like, it's just business.
Right, and you're right, Doc's not there, Blake's not there, he kind of butted heads with Blake and DeAndre and Doc. You're right, I guess most of the people left there have gone. Can he still play, in your opinion, Ramona? Is he a guy that can play at a, you know, he looked pretty cooked in the playoffs, but he's Chris Paul, he's one of the best to ever do it.
He can totally still play, he just can't be your best player. He can be your third or fourth best player. Like, that's why I'm kind of surprised, but listen, I'm simultaneously texting like four people as you just read that to me because it's really shocking.
Right.
They don't do that unless they feel pretty good about somebody else. And I want you to keep your eye on James Harden. Okay. This
interesting.
I don't want to report anything, but that was in the wind for the past month or so of like, you know, everybody thinks it's like Philly or Houston, but I have. I don't know.
Harden and Durant are okay together?
Totally okay. Remember, they flew to Europe and hung out in London last summer. And then there's also the Kyrie of it all, too, okay? Like, this is the thing about Phoenix. Everybody wants to play with Devin Booker. He is, like, the perfect guy to play with because he doesn't suck up all the oxygen in the room. He's really good. He's a great shooter. And he knows how to be a good teammate. Like, he's already proven he will take Kevin Durant onto his team and Chris Paul onto his team. And, like, I don't know if you guys are as high on Book as I have been just watching him the last few years, but
yeah, I think
that
he's
the guy.
I think he's the best shooting guard in the league right now.
My untrained eye says that he's really, really good.
I actually texted with Frank Vogel today, Momo. I texted Frank to congratulate him on the Suns job. I thought that was a good hire. I think Phoenix is moving here. I think they're going to compete for the title next season.
I do too. But here's the thing. It's hard. It's really hard with what their cap situation is. And the waving Chris Paul doesn't really help them that much. Like, they save $15 million, but they're still over the – I think they're still over the
contract
cap,
is partially guaranteed.
I guess, Ramona, this probably means they couldn't trade him or they didn't want to trade. Why wouldn't they want to trade him? I guess – but that contract, he would have been really hard to trade,
he's
right?
making 30.8, and it was partially guaranteed. The guaranteed part is 15.8, so they'll keep that hit against their cap. But the rest of it is completely waivable, including the next season. So – he's going to cost them 15.8 against the cap to get rid of him.
I mean, I got to be honest, that feels wasteful to me. Now, okay, this is me speculating, not reporting, okay?
Yep. Right.
But knowing Chris Paul and the way he does business, my sense is if he had a feeling it was going to go this way, this is probably what he wanted. There's no way you blindside a guy like Chris Paul like this. They'll do that to him.
Yeah, Eric Pincus just tweeted that his guess is the Suns stretch that $15 million
over five years,
3.8 million a year.
Okay,
which would make sense.
Do it, but it's still
okay. So Ramona,
they gotta have something in their back pocket.
Since I can get in trouble for speculating about this, but you can't. Yes. How would he fit on the Lakers?
Amazing. Like, don't even think twice about this. This is Chris Paul here. Like, he doesn't have to – all he has to do is sit out there and hit a corner three, and he can be that second playmaker with LeBron. He can run the pick and roll with Anthony Davis. Like, what are we talking – I mean, this is – he's look up his career three-point shooting. Look up his stats. It's pretty good. You know, like, he's not a laser, as LeBron would call him, but I think his game is going to evolve just fine as long as you're not depending on him to be the second best player on your team. But on the Lakers, he wouldn't be. I think, to me, his family's here in L.A. His kids are getting older. I know it's really important to him to be close to his family. I don't see him doing something like, I mean, I'm just spitballing here because there's a lot of other stories out here to think about. But, you know, Philly would be a great landing spot for him. New York. All these kind of teams would be great for him, but I don't see him wanting to go that far from his kids. So I'd be surprised if he leaves the West Coast.
So do you think it's possible the Lakers are able to flip out D'Lo for Chris Paul?
Very possible. I mean, why wouldn't they? D'Lo's
unrestricted.
Just, right.
They don't even have
right.
to, you know.
Yeah. They don't have to do it. I mean, they have to renounce and all that, but this isn't about, at this point, Chris made a lot of money. He gets $15 million now. I'm surprised. I thought they were going to do this next year because his contract is very valuable in a trade.
Yeah, it's fully guaranteed next year.
It's not guaranteed next year.
I'm sorry, it's fully unguaranteed. Right, it's unguaranteed next year. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's.
So, I mean, just think about that. This is like a great get-out-of-jail card for any team. If you have a player that you want to just basically, you can trade for Chris Paul, you have him on your team for half a year or not at all, but it gets you out of a $35 million contract hole. Basically.
Yeah. Hey, Ramona, this news I just hit you with just changed the next 3 hours of your life, didn't it?
Pretty much. I was about to get in an Uber and cover game three, and now I'm like, what? What's going on?
So, Momo, somehow you're going to find yourself at the Mandy's on Saturday, right?
That's the plan, you know? I'm going to be very tired, and I'm going to be a little delirious, which is just how you like me.
Delirious is exactly what we're looking for. That's what the fans want, Momo.
Yes. I might have to Uber home, though. I think if I have one drink, I might say
the smart.
Drink up, Ramona. You've earned it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think you have a very trained eye.
Yes, me too.
You have one of the most trained eyes I've ever seen.
Your eyes are so trained, I can't even believe how trained they are.
Yeah, do you think I should change my profile on Twitter to just, like, call myself the untrained eye? Should I do that?
That
very
would
funny.
Be awesome.
Very funny. Lean,
pretty good, right?
Yeah, lean into it, Momo. It's a good one. Hey, Momo, we will see you.
Not, you know?
We'll see you officially on Saturday. Have a great time in Miami.
Sounds good.
Bye, right. Momo.
Thanks, guys.
There's Momo.
That is big news.
Yeah.
That is really big news. Chris Paul, by the way, might be, I mean, Magic Johnson, to me, is the greatest point guard ever to play. Chris Paul is actually in that conversation.
Sure.
If you look at his numbers, the way he competes, the stuff he's done over the somebody's going to get a really good veteran player.
Yeah. By the way, breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and download up to $15 in coupons. That is significant news.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
And this is it. Can you body shame someone with a compliment?
That's a good question. We'll talk about it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. There you go. There's some more Mandy tickets.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
You will be in a fortunate moment on Saturday night.
That apparently is on all the T-shirts at the Mandy's.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves. Ah, I love that. I love that. Such a random line that we pulled and blew up into a thing. It is a great line.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
All right, so you got a question for
now,
me.
Stephen A. Smith is catching some heat, no pun intended, for something he said about Nikola Jokic. Now, this is clearly him complimenting Jokic, but it's a certain phrase he used that has him in hot water. Here's what he said.
I understand that this big tub of lard that can't jump onto a curb is unstoppable. Listen, I love Nikola Jokic. Love him. It's just unbelievable to watch him. It really, really is.
So that's clearly a compliment.
Yes.
But what people are focusing on is big tub of lard who can't jump over a curb.
That's right.
If you use that phrase and then go on to compliment
him,
does that not kind of excuse the body shaming?
So I have called him a loaf. Now, is that body shaming if you call somebody a loaf?
Could be. I had zero issue with it.
You tend to get more upset about those types of things, so you tell me.
I think loaf is fine. I think tub of lard is too far.
Greg, what do you
think? It's the same thing.
Tub of lard who can't jump over a curb, is that a bridge too far?
Yeah,
or in this case, a curb too far.
It is a curb too far. And loaf and that is
totally
the same
different.
Thing. No, they're the
loaf
same thing.
Loaf and the tub of lard
you're
are
getting the same
completely
point across.
Different.
But we do this around here all the time.
But we're all friends.
Yeah, we're all friends.
Stephen A. was meaning that as a friendly jab. I mean,
the difference is you're saying it to me directly as we're sitting here next to each other. You saying it about Nikola Jokic, who you don't see and don't know all that well, totally different. Now, Stephen A. may know Nikola Jokic.
So if I said on the air,
on TV,
man, Jokic is a big tub of lard who can't jump over the curb, and I would give my left arm if he was our starting center.
That's too far.
That's probably too far.
Yeah, I wasn't.
By the way, I don't care. I mean, I've called him a loaf. He's calling him a tub of lard. I mean, I'm not going to argue this point. I mean, it's radio, it's TV, it's hot takes, it's all that stuff. I mean, he is a loaf. He doesn't look like any other player in the league. That's the thing that makes him interesting. Is there anybody that is comparable to him? Who is comparable to Nikola Jokic?
Embiid,
Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
but Embiid makes it look. He's more athletic,
right?
Than Jokic.
Yeah.
It's just Jokic is his own unique thing. I wouldn't call him
a
tub of lard.
Dan Levitard called Jokic a combination between. Well, he also said something interesting that I'd be curious to get your opinion on. Levitard said, either yesterday or today, Jokic is a combination between Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And if he was American.
I have it.
Okay, yeah, you've got it? All right,
that.
Go ahead and play it, Jorge.
Go ahead.
I've got it here.
You got a player who's foreign, who, if he were American, good God, would he be a star. Good God! Same personality. Same exact personality. Holy, would that, a white dude's dominating the NBA? Yeah, but it's a white dude, but we don't understand or know him. Where does he come from? Oh, what's his past? What, his brothers? What? What is all that? All that is rugged beyond all of your belief. Here to get the money, dominating the sport with an assortment of survival skills that make him someone who feel like he's joylessly tearing apart your league because he can with his armpits.
You're making him out to be Rambo. I mean,
he is! You guys are telling me. You know what? It's, Rambo could not pull this one off. He's Magic and Bird, and America hates him. What? What are we doing with Jokic that Cody and Stugatz can publicly come by that opinion without apology? That Jokic is no fun to watch.
Listen, it might be aesthetically pleasing to you guys. It's not to me. And it's not to Greg Cody. And it's not to many, many other people who are watching the NBA Finals. They don't want to see his game. It's a garbage game. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Trash. Oh, wow.
There's a lot to unpack here.
What the hell? It's a garbage game. I think he's amazing to watch.
I love watching Jokic.
Oh, I think he's amazing.
I think he already is a star. But to Lebatard's point, LaMelo Ball,
right,
who played in, I think, 20 games this year out of 82, sold more jerseys than Nikola Jokic this season.
But don't you think...
So Dan's point about him not being a huge star is accurate.
But don't you think that a trip to the finals changes the awareness of fans when it comes to Jokic? Like, not,
I'll say this. You know, I was in Denver for those first two games.
Yep.
So we were there for probably 4 or 5 days.
Right.
I saw more Jokic jerseys than anybody else. Like, more than Jamal Murray, more than all the old school Nuggets, more than, you know, Alex English or Dan Issel or any of those guys.
Yeah, I would argue
so in Denver, he's a gigantic
and
star.
I would argue that the NBA Finals is his introduction to America because people aren't watching Denver Nuggets games all year long.
Right. But I don't, like, Stugatz is wrong a lot, but he's really wrong on this.
Oh, so wrong.
That his game is not aesthetically pleasing. I think his game, the word I would use is amazement. I mean, I don't know how he makes those threes when LeBron and AD are all over
those
him.
Those passes are astounding.
Yeah, sometimes he'll do a touch pass to a guy that I didn't even see coming. I think it's like watching, it's like going to a magic show.
Yeah.
It's like watching a magician.
So KD tweeted this, and it's been deleted, but it ties in perfectly. I don't know why he deleted it. He took the Lebatard, Nikola Jokic would be a larger star if he were American thing. And then KD added, subtweeted, I don't think Jokic wants or cares to be a star. Go to work, go home, FaceTime his horses, and hop in the pool.
See, that's what I would want.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, I think it's like, and we were talking about this earlier with whose career would you rather have, Robert Horry or Charles Barkley? I think you would want to be a star. I would want Jokic's gig. I'd want
jump
in the pool.
You would want Jokic, Tim Duncan, all along those lines.
Yeah, I'll take it even farther. I'd Horry. Give me 7 rings and I don't care if I'm the best player. I mean, I think if I could blend into the fabric, I think it would be great. I think Durant's right. I don't know. Why did he delete that?
I don't know.
That's a really good point.
Why did he delete it?
I don't know. He deleted it.
Because he felt like he was saying that he wasn't a star?
Maybe he forgot to go to his burner first.
Yeah, maybe he meant to do that on his burner, and instead he accidentally did it with his actual account. Anyway, I think
he deleted it and then redo it.
I think it's probably, I mean, is he Mike Trout?
Yes. And Mike Trout's not a giant star. He's American.
And he's a great, great, great player.
Right. And Ohtani, who is an American, is a gigantic star.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure Dan's argument holds water.
No. But I'll tell you, Stugatz is completely wrong on that.
Of the two, Stugatz is wronger.
He's way wronger. Yeah. All right. So we just got news that Chris Paul is going to be waived by the Phoenix Suns. He's got a partially guaranteed contract for this year.
But the Suns have to pay that. He now becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Correct. And there is no doubt and no question that Chris Paul and LeBron have a very successful,
happy relationship. Greg, weren't they both on the banana boat?
They were on the banana boat with Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade.
So this could be a chance for LeBron to play with Chris Paul. Obviously, D'Angelo Russell is an unrestricted free agent. They've got to add a point guard, somebody else to handle the ball. Chris Paul has made just tons and tons of money in his career. Is he willing to come to the Lakers for less and play alongside LeBron and AD?
Kendrick Perkins tweeted minutes ago, CP3 to the Lakers is the move, in my opinion. Dan Wojcicki, who covers the NBA for the LA Times, offers this opinion. You can expect a lot of this in the upcoming weeks, but I just don't know what the appetite would be for having two key players being a combined 76 years old in LeBron James and Chris Paul. The Lakers made it a point to get younger last offseason and again at the deadline. So Dan doesn't think it's in the works.
But in fairness, they did get younger, right?
Correct.
Because Austin Reeves will be back at some number.
Well, they sent out Pat Beverly and they sent out Russell Westbrook, both who are at the end of their careers.
Hachimura, they're going to sign, do what it takes, apparently, and they're bringing back Jared Vanderbilt, so they've got some depth. If you slide Chris Paul into the D'Angelo Russell role, I think you get that much better.
And if you re-sign Dennis Schroeder, what I was saying in the break to Greg is I think then you would be in a situation where you don't have to play Chris Paul a lot of minutes.
Right.
You maybe play Chris Paul 20 and Schroeder 28.
Yep.
Which is good for both of them. So it'll be interesting to see. Boy, today is June 7th. July 1 is when you can sign free agents.
We are going to hear a lot about Chris Paul.
June 30th at 3 p.m. our time.
Right. So nice. So that's in 23 days. We're going to get some answers. But now it's interesting.
Yeah, it got really interesting.
This is happening, right? This is just the easiest thing to call in the history of the NBA. Chris Paul is going to be a Laker.
No, well, he was once for about an hour.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
This is just making up for all of that. He's leaving. I think he orchestrated all of this, and he wants, and this is all my guess, he orchestrated all this because he wants to go play with the Lakers. They know that they needed another.
Now, is that sourced, or is this your
sense of things? No, that's my brain. That's sourced right up in my brain.
We can attribute that.
You can. You can say, at Berg and Greg said this.
Don't aggregate. Who knows
the guy who hosts the Dodgers dance party hoedown on his phone says,
don't anymore.
Yeah.
Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I'm just saying.
All right. We will circle back to that.
You can say it, Mace.
I mean, I think it's happening. Ralph Lawler
just tweeted, I think Chris Paul would be a perfect addition to the Clippers or the Lakers. He does not need to play 35 minutes tonight a night. Still a very savvy and effective floor general, one of the best to ever play the game.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. Even Ralph Lawler's on. Well, one of the LA teams. All right, coming up next for you.
What's up, fool?
Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Chris Paul, funny, we were just talking about Chris Paul, but he was on the Pivot podcast, and he said this, my daughter is at the age right now where at school, kids are talking crazy to her. She had a little boy at school that said some reckless stuff to her and was like, your daddy ain't never going to win no championship. So who's meaner, kids or Twitter?
Twitter. Kids, some kids are mean, but most.
I mean, kids are mean, man.
Most of Twitter is a cesspool.
Yeah, you know what's the worst thing, though? Kids on Twitter.
Oh, we're combining the two.
Kids on Twitter are really mean. No, I guess, you know, there's that sounds like razzing. Like, didn't everybody get razzed for some reason when they were in school?
That's his kid, though. Like, it's not to him.
How old is the kid?
He didn't say. He just said my...
I mean, there's a difference between fourth grade and high school.
It's probably like fourth grade.
Oh, you're just guessing?
I'm guessing.
All right, so here's some more fuel to the fire.
Recklessly guessing.
From a listener named Chuck Lee.
Okay.
Chris Paul and Dennis Schroeder were pretty close in the Thunder days. Schroeder claims to have learned a lot and showed a lot of growth next to CP3.
Right.
I say it's a great point guard duo, 1A and 1B.
And by the way, if you want to avoid razzing of your kid, come to the Lakers and win a title.
He could.
Yeah, that would shut that kid up.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I found this list, and where is this from? It's from NBA World.
Okay.
And apparently they went to ChatGPT, and they found the top 50 players in NBA history according to ChatGPT.
Okay.
Oh, so I have the top 10, and so you got to think, this is not from our thoughts. This is what ChatGPT numbers.
Right, so it's going to be numbers. So Kareem is 100% there.
Kareem's in there.
Kareem is number 5.
LeBron is in there.
LeBron is number 1.
I would think Bill Russell with his 11 championships has got to be on that list.
There's your first
strike. Okay. So maybe it's got to be more modern
more
people.
Modern.
You think Shaq's in there?
Oh, well, no. Let's go Magic.
Magic. Is Magic on the list?
Magic is number 8.
What about Kobe? You want to go Kobe?
Yeah.
Kobe.
That is 2 strikes.
Oh, okay. No Kobe.
What about Shaq?
Shaq is number 3.
Shaq's number 3.
You're missing a really, really obvious one.
Okay. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan's number
Michael
2.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, that guy was pretty good.
Yeah, he was okay.
So we have
he
2
he had a couple of good years.
But they did, old school, they're not really going for if they're not going for Bill Russell.
Well, that's not true. There is one old school guy.
Okay, what about Larry Bird?
What about Wilt?
Yeah, Wilt.
Wilt is number 10.
There you go.
Ooh, barely made it.
What about Larry Bird?
Well, I think there probably could be a Celtic on there. But if we can't go down with a Larry Bird guess, we got to come up with something else. Elijah,
I think he's there.
This is a Steve Mason guess. Go ahead.
Number 4.
Ah!
So you have the top 5. You have number 10 and you have number 8. So you're missing 9, 7,
and we're
six.
Down to our last strike.
Down to your last strike. Okay. I can give you hints when you want.
So think of volume players.
Oh, Jorge said Steph.
Steph is a good guess.
Maybe.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Steph.
Number 7.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, okay. So you're missing number 9 and number 6.
Okay.
Number 6 is very tough. 9 you should be able to get.
Is
what about okay?
6 old school?
Yes.
Old school. What about Oscar Robertson?
I like it. Let's try it.
Oscar Robertson.
You are out of guesses.
Okay, who's number 6?
Number 6. Well, first I'm going to give you number 9, Charles Barkley.
Oh, Barkley.
Probably wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, it's possible if I would have given you a good hint for it. But number 6, maybe Ireland, you can understand why this is number 6. 76ers, Dolph Schayes.
What?
That's so old school. That
that is ridiculous. Dolph Schayes?
ChatGPT sucks.
Yeah, that is the worst pick.
Why do you think that they have Dolph Schayes as number 6?
Yeah, we would never have gotten that.
No Kobe. Like, who else is on this in the top 20? No Kobe, no Malone, Nowitzki, Durant.
Okay, let's look at
Oscar
Dolph.
Robertson,
let's look at
Bill
Dolph
Russell,
Schayes.
Hakeem.
Dolph Schayes. 29. No. 38% from the field. I don't know. Dolph Schayes.
Yeah, I don't
think Dolph
Schayes. I would not put Dolph Schayes ahead of Hakeem Olajuwon or Bill Russell.
He didn't even make basketball reference. He's not even there.
Yeah.
And he made the ChatGPT.
There is no Spo track
on
Dolph
Schayes. I wonder if that's a joke.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so you guys have covered and or witnessed a ton of historic sport moments.
Yes.
If you can go back in time and relive one moment, what would it be? But here's a twist. History would, you would alter history. Meaning, for me, I would go to November 1st, 2017, mm-hmm. Game 7 of the World Series, and watch the Astros lose to the Dodgers. Meaning
oh,
the Dodgers
nice.
Would win it.
Game 7, yeah.
So what moment would you want to go and watch, but it would be the opposite of what the outcome was?
Right. 1984, Game 7, Lakers at Boston. I talk about this series all the time. The Lakers won their 3 games by an average of 17 points. The Celtics won their 4 games by an average of 6. We were a way better team. And then Red Auerbach pulled all his crap. He turned off the air conditioning. He pulled the fire alarms in the hotel for Game 7. That's the one I would do.
Greg?
I would go 1998, December 5th. John, you
UCLA,
oh,
Miami.
Yeah, UCLA,
yeah.
Miami.
I'm
sure.
Changing that immediately.
They would have played for the national championship if they won
would
that
have.
Game.
They probably would have won the national championship, and all this whole drought of UCLA football not winning a championship would have been out the door. Stupid Edgerrin James.
I will go with February 3rd, 2019, which is the day that the Rams lost to the Patriots
I'm
in the
surprised.
Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to do USC Texas.
No, USC Texas is a great one. But I spent so much money to go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I mean, it was so expensive.
And then when you lose, it makes it seem like a wasted investment.
It was awful. I'm like, what am I doing
And if
here?
I remember, you crammed it in so you could come back and do the show the next day.
Oh, I did the show the day after the Super Bowl. I was on like a 1 a.m. flight out of Atlanta. It was rough. That's the night that Rich Eisen said, hi, Mike Martz. How you doing? Apparently, I resemble Mike Martz.
What's up, Foo?
By the way, Brad Melsby's knee was down in that situation. All right, so Richard Jefferson said on the Broadcast Boys podcast, it's a wrestling podcast, that he would love to work as a referee at a Monday Night Raw or even a WrestleMania event. This wouldn't be the first time Jefferson was a ref for a sporting event, as he suited up as a referee at NBA Summer League last year and actually reffed the game itself. Would you guys ever want to ref or be the authoritative figure in a sporting event or in this case a wrestling and entertainment event?
That was my college job.
Really?
I was an intramural referee, $25 a game.
How have I never heard this story?
Because I wasn't very good at it. People would argue with me. I'd go, yeah, you're probably right, but I can't change it, so let's just keep playing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Not the same story.
No, this is a new story, Pepe.
Brand new story.
Yeah.
Were you any good? Did you have any confrontations? Did anybody come at you?
I would, like, if somebody came at me and started yelling at me, I would look at them like I didn't speak English.
Right. And did you ever, were you playing, were you reffing basketball?
Basketball, soccer, football. I never did wrestling, and I don't know the rules of wrestling, so I would have been even worse than that.
How many times did you tee somebody up when you were reffing basketball?
Never.
Never?
Not one time.
Hey!
Lock in. Come on. Lock I would in. Say that instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I am already an incredibly authoritative figure. Clearly. I speak with great. No, I have no interest whatsoever. No, I have no interest in being a referee. I think it's a totally thankless job. I especially feel bad for the NFL guys who are like selling insurance all week long. Then they show up at some big stadium and have to call a game right. I have no interest whatsoever in being an official. Do you, that's Bergman?
No, I would absolutely hate it. But do you think that's still the way? Like, you think Ed Hockley is still doing other things?
No, or, his son is now like Sean a lead Hockley? Official. Yeah. Yeah.
Sean Hockley.
You think he does other things and only refs
he
on?
He's a Hyundai salesman. He works at a Hyundai dealership.
You're lying to yourself.
just sold me a new Sonata.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Kim Kardashian wears a T-shirt with all of her sister Kendall's ex-boyfriends. If all the current NBA players linked to the Kardashians, so we're going to say Chris Paul, Devin Booker, James Harden, Ben Simmons, Kyle
Wait a minute,
Kuzma.
Chris Paul's not on that list.
Chris Paul was with... Kanye West accused Kim of cheating with Chris
Paul.
Yeah,
oh, okay. She didn't. It's Blake... The people on the shirt are Blake Griffin,
Jordan Clarkson, Tristan Thompson, Kyle Kuzma, Ben Simmons.
Tristan
James
Thompson
Harden.
Not on that shirt. Tristan Thompson, you're getting into my area of expertise, Greg. The people on that shirt are Blake Griffin, Devin Booker, Ben Simmons, Jordan Clarkson, and Kyle Kuzma.
All right.
All of who Kendall went out with.
Sure. Okay, so it's just for her. All right, fine. If you put all of those people on a team.
I forget who they even are now. There were so many different names there. Some are in.
John
some
can
are
tell
out.
You all over again because my list is wrong. How far do you think they would go in a series?
Well, not very far. They would have Devin Booker, so they'd have one all-star, but Blake Griffin is washed up.
Yeah, he is washed.
Ben Simmons is out of the league. Jordan Clarkson's good, but never been an all-star. And I like Kuz, but he's not an all-star either, so I think that team probably misses the playoffs,
what
don't
if
they,
just
Mace?
Add the other Kardashians people in there, like Tristan Thompson and all that.
Well, he's not an all-star either.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
he's
adding
an all-star
Tristan
from the
Thompson.
Bench.
And then Kim was married to Chris Humphries. He's not that good.
No.
I just wonder, okay, so it was Kim wearing this shirt, and the shirt says Kendall's starting five.
Right.
Is that funny or mean?
It is both. And it served its purpose because we're talking about it now.
Well, you know, the shirt has gone viral.
Oh, has it?
And now girls are buying it.
Oh, wow.
I think that's why Kim did it. Kim has the best mind for business of any of those girls.
Yeah.
And
Bergman, you should make a shirt with all your exes.
There'd be like two.
No. You're dating the field right now, right?
Too many.
No, too many.
Too many.
No, it would. I don't think that would be a good idea. I think it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
I think I'm gonna.
Well, yeah, but you
that.
Don't date famous people like Kendall does.
No, because.
Yeah. I think the shirt's kind of funny.
Me too.
Good for Kim.
Yeah, good for Kim.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
All right, there you have it. Coming up next, Damian Lillard. We're going to talk about Chris Paul, who is going to be waived by the Phoenix Suns, but Damian Lillard may be out of Portland this summer. He actually mentioned two possible destinations. We've got that coming up for you next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.